Charles Hurt, Waiting for the Kraken, but Focused on Georgia. By Charles Hurt on December 8, 2020. There is no power on earth capable of defeating America. America can only be defeated from within. Just take a look at Georgia today. Once a reliable vote for common sense and freedom, Georgia has now become the no man's land between two trenches locked in vicious battle for the future of the republic. In one trench, foot soldiers fight to protect the greatest force for liberty in the history of mankind. Across the desolate, smoking ruins lie a maniacal enemy hell-bent on destroying the country. This is no longer about Senators David Perdue or Kelly Loeffler, or Raphael Warnock or John Ossoff. Whatever debates the candidates had previously about who got arrested 20 years ago or who sold a stock last year is utterly irrelevant today. These two races are now all about one thing: who will control the U.S. Senate at a time when Democrats control the House of Representatives and have been widely declared winner of the White House. Now there is no doubt that this past election was riddled with irregularities and fraud. Every accusation should be thoroughly investigated and felony charges should be filed against anyone who broke the law. People should go to jail. But at the end of the day, short of the Supreme Court's intervention over clear constitutional violations, states appear poised to certify their elections, as is their sole prerogative. Once they do, the election is over. Then comes the simple question: do you want to give control of the Senate to Democrats to carry out Joseph R. Biden's agenda? Do you want Democrats to raise your taxes? Do you want Democrats to take away your guns? Do you want Democrats to shut down the economy under the false guise of controlling the pandemic? Do you want Democrats to shred the federal courts by installing some unknown raft of political activists onto the Supreme Court? Understandably, Trump supporters are profoundly frustrated today. They are frustrated by the way President Trump has been mistreated these past 4 years. Frustrated by the extent to which Democrats and the media and major technology companies openly conspired to rig this election against Mr. Trump. Most of all, they are frustrated and deeply suspicious about the rampant examples of fraud seen in whisker-close races around the country that for 6 months we were assured would be blowouts. In walks a lawyer sniffing fame, claiming to avenge the election for Mr. Trump and wearing a red Make America Great Again hat. "They have not earned your vote," he says of the Republicans on the Georgia ballot who is now America's only hope. "Don't give it to them. Why would you go back and vote in another rigged election, for God's sake?" Another lawyer claiming to avenge the election for Mr. Trump has promised to release the Kraken that will prove the president actually won in a landslide. She similarly urged Trump's supporters in Georgia to stay home for the January 5 Senate runoffs, in which America literally hangs in the balance. "I would encourage all Georgians to make it known that you will not vote at all until your vote is secure," she said, playing with matches in a hot, dry hay barn. Certainly, fair and honest elections are vital to America's future. It is yet another issue that has been entirely neglected by Republicans for decades until Mr. Trump came along. But today, right now, the only battle in America in which the enemy is engaged and can be defeated are the two Senate runoffs in Georgia, which will determine control of the Senate. It is there and there alone that Mr. Trump's accomplishments can be protected. It is there and there alone that Mr. Trump's agenda can be advanced. It is there and there alone that America can be saved to fight another day. Anything else is nothing more than bedwetting by fake heroes who are afraid to fight actual fights with the actual enemy. Let's just say, for argument's sake, that these great phantom warriors are real and that the Kraken is on the wing and that they are on the verge of winning the election for Mr. Trump. Then what? Do they want to saddle Mr. Trump with a Senate controlled by Democrats? The very same Democrats who voted to impeach him and would undoubtedly do so again? Go ahead. Keep your eyes on the horizon for Kraken. And in the meantime, Georgia, cast your votes for America in the January 5 Senate runoffs. Charles Hurt is opinion editor of The Washington Times. He can be reached at shirt@washingtontimes.com or at charleshurt3 on Parler.